old is this mandolin?
That's almost 100 years old. It's 1920-something.
Beautiful. Gibson.
One of the only things that's older than me. Okay, so we're going to do this song, this last one, and we're going to do another Facebook Live at some point, right?
Yep, for sure.
And
then we're going to do like a concert type thing.
Yeah.
And yeah, then we're going
to... That was supposed to be like next week, and we dropped the ball, Matt.
Was that going
to
be like next week?
I never heard that.
Yeah, we got to do another one so I can redeem myself for all the mistakes I made. Oh, God, that's a great question. I wish we could just ask everybody else these questions.
I'm working on musicals. I'm working on two different musicals.
That's
two
cool.
Different. Yeah, it's so fun. So fun.
Can you share the names or anything, or is it?
Well, one of them is based off the song Country Radio.
Cool.
Michelle and Danny were a little team, and those, they're Elliot Larson musicals. They've written stuff before, so they know what they're doing. And then the other one is Beth Malone, is the actress on Broadway. She was in Fun Home, and she's a TV actress and so on, and she's writing this really cool story. It's tentatively titled Starstruck, but it's great. It's a great story. And they're very, very different from each other, and it's really fun. And besides that, I am doing a lot of dishes.
Yeah.
And being around for Cleo, because Cleo's in virtual school. She's doing great, but a lot of mom duty, which is awesome.
Somebody asked which of your kids is a bigger drama queen.
Which is a bigger drama queen?
Neither of our kids is really a drama queen.
Mine's not really.
Yeah. Mine is neither.
Because we're the drama queens. So there's not room for them to be drama queens in our house. I am, my friend Tanner and I are building a treehouse for my kid.
Wow.
And we're about 50% done.
Wow, that's cool.
Tanner tries to sneak up there and build without me sometimes, and I'm going to change the gate code so that she can't do that anymore. No.
How did you know how to build a treehouse?
Well, Tanner.
She already knew?
Ozzie drew the picture.
Wow.
I went out and found the trees. I made a cursory plan of some measurements, and then Tanner showed up with, like, blueprints, basically.
Oh.
Right? And a lot of wood and items from hardware stores. And she's taught me as we've gone, and like what happens is we'll get to a certain point and then she'll say, now do this and this and this. And then I just do it by myself for a while until I get to a point when I don't know what I'm doing anymore. And then she comes back and teaches me the next thing. So it's awesome. I mean, this is like a great hobby.
Are you building stairs up or like the little ladder steps that go?
I'm working on the ladder right now. It's made out of 2 4x4s and gas pipe for rungs with little flanges to screw the gas pipe in. And then the railing, finishing the railing, I got to put all the balusters up on the railing. The roof is done, but there's a little leak in it, so I got to fix that. And we got to do the inside walls and the floor, the rope swing, the pulleys, and then we'll be done.
Wow.
Yeah. And then Ozzie and her friends are going to paint it.
Is she excited?
Like, yeah, she's helping some too. She helps us, hands nails to us and things.
That's
and
really
she
cool.
She built a mailbox and a birdhouse and a bat house so far, and a table for the treehouse so far. So I just got a pile of scrap wood and nails and a hammer and, you know.
That's awesome.
So that's a hobby.
I'll say.
No, you wouldn't. No, I don't know enough how to do it to get paid for that. Of course, that's what. Same as music too, but what else? You're probably cooking a lot.
Someone asked if you have a zip line.
Yes, we do have a zip line. We do have a zip line, but my bright idea was that we were going to put it up from the treehouse down, and then I realized that it was like riding on like a roller coaster to do that, basically. And even an adult would be too scared. So plan B is a tree close by the treehouse. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
We almost bought a camper, like one of those little ones that you can haul with your car.
Like a pod, little pod thing.
Except
pod.
It turned out to be 17 feet long.
Oh, like an Airstream.
But with the trailer. So we went down in the, because my wife saw it on something and is $800. And it's made by Casita, which hold their value. They're really good campers.
That's cheaper campers.
And she's like, whoa, $800. Let's do this. And the family got into it. And we measured in the garage. It wouldn't fit in the garage. So we're like, okay, it's $800 and we'll spend $2,000 a year storing it, but that's okay, whatever. And then she was reading more about it and there a scam warning came up.
Yeah, it's on Facebook Marketplace.
Oh.
I saw that about 18 times.
Wait, you saw the camper for sale?
Wait.
$100, yeah.
That's interesting because I think my tree guy that cuts trees down for me saw the same scam.
So we're, you know, she was like writing to this person. The person said she's in the military. She's getting ready to be shipped out. It was her dad's second baby.
This is totally a scam.
Yeah. And so
this is like a public service announcement.
So Cleo was so bummed because she wanted a little camper so bad. It was like $800. Really? There's no such thing as a free lunch. And so I was like, scam, man, that is so awful. We were almost taken in. I don't know when the red flags would have gone off, but at some point I imagine. But anyway, so I'm like, I'm all mad. And how can people do this to each other? And Tristan wrote the person back and said, no, thank you. Because she's Canadian and she comes from Planet Nice. I was so mad. She was so sweet.
Awesome.
No, thank you. You scammer. Anyway, y'all, if you see a Casita camper for $800, don't try to buy it.
Wow.
They said it was through eBay, too.
That scam's going around.
Yeah.
Is
this the picture that you saw in the ad? And there's like a red truck and all the pictures of the scams. And there was the red truck.
Wow. Well, you just informed. That's good.
Yeah.
You informed people about that.
Yeah. To have a camper. Yeah.
Well.
You don't realize how big those things are, though. Like, we couldn't fit it in our garage or in our driveway, really, and you can't park it on the street.
They make those little tiny ones.
They do, but
they're like little turtle shells. They're so cute.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They do.
You know about those. Those are cool.
But as soon as Cleo saw the 17-foot one, of course, she wanted that one.
I have an Airstream sitting in the woods that you guys can come pick up.
I thought you were going to fix that up.
I am fixing it up, but it's taken so long that I'm thinking maybe I'm going to have to build a roof over it to keep it from...
Then you'll have to fix the roof.
Okay.
We had a blast, y'all.
Thank you.
You're wonderful.
It's like we have a talk show instead of music, and we forget that anybody's tuned in. And that's why people don't like these live streams sometimes, is because you're just chatting.
I know.
Okay.
All right, well, here's the song.
A couple weeks, right? 2 weeks, maybe, now?
Yeah,
two,
and
three,
we'll talk less.
Okay.
Maybe.
And play the right chords. I'll play the right chords.
I will, too.
You can play the wrong ones if you want.
Thanks for joining us.
Thanks,
y'all. Really appreciate you so much.
Good luck through the winter, and take care of yourselves. We miss everybody.
And don't buy any campers for $800.
Yeah, or tomatoes on the side of the road in the winter that say homegrown. They're not.
There's no such thing as a free lunch. All right, y'all, take care.